I'm Lindsay Wright, and I wanted to learn how to be prepared when venturing into a cave. I imagine being in a cave. Maybe my flashlight goes out and I don't have a backup. How do I prepare so I'm ready for any tough situations that come my way? Anmar Mirza helped answer that question. He's the national coordinator for the National Cave Rescue Commission. He also manages the property where Buckner Cave sits in Bloomington. I watch as Mirza and two other cavers make their way to the cave's entrance.
And be careful, it gets very slick. And the acorns?
Mirza says, first, you should never go into a cave alone. And cavers need some basic equipment. That includes knee pads, loose rugged clothing, shoes with ankle support, adequate amounts of light, and a helmet.
Anybody going in with proper training for what they're going into and proper equipment, and following the very basic caving rules, caving is incredibly safe.
There's a maze of underground caves in southern Indiana, more than 3,000 by some estimates. Armed with some basic information, I wanted to take my own adventure underground. So we head south to Indiana Caverns in Corydon. This time, I take my colleague, Becca Costello, along.
That's right. I come along to operate the camera for this deep darkness cave tour, and I have no idea what I'm getting myself into. But we're in good hands. Sarah Blevins leads this tour at least a couple times a week.
Inside your cave packs, it's for your snacks, water.
She takes us through all the safety equipment and precautions.
And you always have someone on the surface who knows where you're going. Even for a deep darkness, we have people on the surface who know when we're going and where we're going.
The trip is supposed to last about 4 hours, but right away, it's much harder than we expect. First, we strap into a harness to descend down a 90-foot ladder, one at a time.
On rope.
Then we scale down a 100-foot slope.
Going down's always scary, because you feel like you're falling down a mountain.
At this point, we're a couple hundred feet underground.
We trudge through freezing thigh-high water.
Well, not literally freezing, but it's so, so cold.
We paddle across an underground river and squeeze through tiny openings.
You're already halfway through that tight spot.
This tour makes it abundantly clear why safety should be the first thing on any caver's mind. Blevins says you have to be prepared for the unexpected.
And what a coincidence, we run into something unexpected while down in the cave.
Or someone.
Another Indiana Caverns guide named Trey Hinkey is crouched on the ground with his phone. He's testing a communication device called Gotenna Mesh.
Yeah, I'm testing some.
That piqued our interest. We're learning about cave safety, and here's someone testing a technology that he says could help with cave rescues.
The device is basically a transmitter that boosts your cell signals. You can send a text message to the surface. Gotenna actually made it for emergency communications above ground, like during a natural disaster when all the communication lines are jammed. So Hinkey reached out to the company.
And told them, I'm taking these underground. And everybody's ears just popped. Like, wait a minute, we never thought to do this. So how is this even possible? Let's try it out. How can we help?
Now, Anmar Mirza, who I talked to earlier, is very experienced with cave rescues. He says this technology is still pretty limited. The device is expensive, and you need a lot of them to create enough of a relay for a message to reach the surface.
And Mirza says he doesn't think these devices will replace any current rescue systems, but it could be another tool for rescuers in the future.
He also says of the thousands of people who go through Indiana's caves each year, typically only a couple result in rescues. So yes, there are serious risks when it comes to caving, but when you're prepared and safe, most of the unexpected twists and turns make it all worth it.